This is MSO News Sports. Our North Shore football coverage continues with Danvers football coach Ryan Nolan as we're gearing up for the playoffs this week. And Coach Nolan, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me on again, Bill.
All right, great talking with you. You guys are home. You got a secured a home game in the playoffs, the D5 playoffs, and Blackstone Valley coming in Friday night. So let's begin right there, Ryan. What do you know about this team?
Not a whole lot. I know they've had a pretty long history of being a real solid program. I know previously, probably 10, 12 years ago, I coached at Northeast Metro Tech. And the year after I left, they played in the Vocational Super Bowl, and I was really impressed. They were a really good team, and I've seen their name pop up here and there in scores and good seasons. And up until now, I haven't really seen some film, but they do a lot of things well. They're diverse in what they do offensively. The kids play real hard, and it's certainly going to be a challenge.
Do you know much about whether run, pass, type of offense that they're running, those kinds of things, and how unique is that to the teams that you have faced this year on your schedule?
I think offensively, they're across the board, they do a lot of things. They'll get into an I formation with the tight end under center, and they'll run the ball, power-type football. They also have shown looks as well, and will throw the ball around. A lot of the perimeter screens and pass concepts that we've seen throughout the course of this year. They do a lot offensively, and they got a quarterback that has the ability to roll out, throw the ball in the run well, going to the right and going to the left. So they're a solid team all around. So we got to be ready for a lot of things, but at the same time, I think the schedule we play throughout the course of the year helps us to prepare for a team that's diverse like them.
Yeah, absolutely. You played a tough schedule, tough non-league schedule, and so on. So I guess, Ryan, how is the team? You guys obviously suffered a loss at Marblehead last week to close out the regular season. So how is the team regrouped and getting ready for this game, and your take on last week's game as well?
Well, I think last week we were focused on playing last week's game and finished out the regular season strong. Obviously, it wasn't the result that we would have liked, but I think the kids hung in there and played till the end. In the second half, we came on, we made a couple self-inflicted errors that, hurt us, but we battled till the very end. So, there's no moral victories, anything like that, but last week, we put all our effort and focus into playing Marblehead, and this week, we're putting all our effort and focus into playing Blackstone. So, again, the same thing. We didn't want to look forward last week. At this point, we learned from the mistakes we made last week, and now we're looking ahead to the playoffs.
I know, it sounds almost cliche-ish, learning from your mistakes, but yet there's a lot to that with this current playoff system, isn't there, Coach? Because you do want to be playing your best football right now, and of course you wanted to be playing your best football last Friday night against Marblehead, but yet on the other hand, you have an opportunity to learn, and it's not totally based on wins and losses, this current playoff system.
Well, I think sometimes you have to be uncomfortable to learn. Sometimes you have to be challenged to learn. And, going versus a team like Marblehead, who's going to move the formations around and do a lot of different things, and who's going to play fast, that's going to force you to play to a higher level. And I think we're a better team for seeing that. And going forward, as long as we went and we were able to correct the things we did, and also just the idea of offensively and defensively being comfortable to adjust to things in game. I think that's something we had to do last week. And, there were some bright spots. There were some things we can do better. But for the overall experience, I think we're a better team for playing in that game, regardless of the result.
Absolutely. Ryan, I want to close it out with maybe you giving us a big picture for our listeners on the team, players. I don't know if there are any other player updates to share with us, but obviously, it begins with Owen Gazanowski, both sides of the ball, I guess. But maybe just a handful of player updates for us, for our listeners, as you head into the playoffs.
Well, I think some of the main contributors remain the same main contributors. And again, it's not always about the stats. I think one guy that stands out that offensively and defensively you don't see a ton of stats on is Adam Gazowski, who is a dominant tackle on defense and great guy on offense for us. That's a real difference maker and sets the tone physically. There's some other guys that go along with that. Luca Perez has been playing unbelievable for us on the defensive line. I think our fullback, Marco Betancourt, has come along throughout the course of the year, and he's really playing his football, best football now, and is really doing a great job at the end. And, you know, the normal cast of characters, Luke Mativia, what they do on both sides of the ball, Kasper Zach, they've all shown the ability to step up. And I think we've been getting more guys that have played more one way, getting involved on the other side of the ball. Some of those guys being Grayson Jackson, playing more and more fullback, and guys like George DeBoole, playing and Asad DeBoole playing a little bit more in our backfield offensively, Kevin Ahern, Shambar. So, you know, we're diversifying. Kids that had more limited roles are getting more and more on their plate on both sides of the ball. And we're trying to move some of our freshmen and sophomores into roles on the varsity team, whether it be on special teams, offense, or defense. So we're fortunate to be fairly healthy, although like a couple of kids this week were sick with flu, bronchitis, things like that. It looks like they're going to be fine going forward for the rest of the week. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at right now. And I think that, you know, we're trying to refine what we do, try to be simple, try to play fast, and, you know, make sure we check all the boxes and we're ready to go Friday night on offense, defense, and special teams.
Good stuff. I'm sure you will be, Coach. Thanks for your insights, and good luck on Friday night against Blackstone Valley.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Ryan Nolan, head football coach at Danvers High School. Again, they're home Friday night against Blackstone Valley at 7 o'clock here on MSONewsSports.com.